join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. Our first guests on the show tonight are friends Mick Uclea and Bob Stone. Gentlemen, welcome to our show.
Great to be here.
Thank you.
They are co-authors of a just released book called The Ethics Challenge. Ethics is a subject near and dear to my heart. Mick, as some of our viewers may know, is the founder and generous donor of the Uclea Center at Long Beach State University, where I teach, and does a lot of work in leadership and in ethics. And Mick, we're so glad to have you on the show.
Great to be here. My wife and I are very privileged to be involved with the center, and she's a major part of that as well.
Tell us why you and Bob wrote The Ethics Challenge.
We wrote The Ethics Challenge because it is a challenge for people to follow their good intentions. And we think that people know the right thing to do because there's ethical knowledge, but then you need the ethical courage to really follow through and turn that into ethical behavior. And a lot of times people are put in positions where there's lots of pressure, and they don't quite have the courage, I guess we could call it, to follow their good intentions or to deploy their best selves. And we think that they want to do that, so this is the challenge, and this is what this book is helping them to do.
So, Bob, the challenge is not knowing what to do, but doing it.
It's actually doing it. It's closing the gap between what most of us believe. We know what's ethical, but we don't always behave that way. And the challenge is to close that gap.
And how do you recommend in the book that we meet that challenge?
Well, I think the first thing you need to do is to be aware of it. You have to think about it. You have to decide whether what you want in life, what kind of person you are, what kind of person you want to be. And the first step is to embrace your purpose. Figure out what your purpose is and embrace it. And if your purpose is to be ethical, we can describe how to advance that, how to help you along that way.
There are a lot of competing interests, and there is a price to acting ethically. It can cost you money, it can cost you your job, it may even cost you your life.
It can. But at the same token, people need to understand that doing the right thing, you can find all kinds of reasons for doing the wrong thing.
Rationalization.
Yes, and we say rationalization comes from two words, rational and lies. they're good sounding, but they don't make sense. And really the bottom line is that you have to sometimes do the right thing because it is the right thing to do, knowing full well that in the long run it's going to serve you better, serve society better as well.
At the end of the day, Bob, what you really have is your reputation. And the money that you made by cheating and stealing, I don't believe will well serve you. And you'll be remembered by not how much money you made by cheating other people, but what kind of life you led.
Well, that's how you'll be remembered. And while you're living, what you have is your conscience. And whether you feel good about what you did yesterday or what you did this morning.
I personally believe that a lot of the alcohol abuse, drug abuse, physical abuse, and other things are caused in part by people doing things during, and medical problems are caused by people doing during the day things they know they shouldn't be doing.
Quite frankly, particle physicists and psychoneurologists have gotten together, and they call this
Easy for me to say.
The whole point being is that your immune system.
Absolutely.
Your immune system is weakened or strengthened by your ethical conduct.
I think so. And you sleep better at night, don't you, if you're doing the right thing?
It's a fact. It actually strengthens your physical immune system. Sure. Anytime you have conflict in your life, it weakens your immune system.
Fascinating. So they've discovered that that actually works.
Psychoneuroimmunology is what it's called.
I'll have to look into that.
And it works. It works together.
If you would like to meet both of these gentlemen, they are having a book signing at Barnes & Noble on Tuesday, September 29th, from 4 to 6 o'clock. They'll be there. You can actually meet them. You can obtain signed copies of the book, which I look forward very much to reading. What would you say, bottom line, Bob, to people who are facing today, tomorrow, next week with ethical challenges?
I think the simple thing is, how can you explain your behavior to your children? Or if you're too young to have children, how can you explain your behavior to your mother? Or too old. If you can feel good about what you've done, then you've probably done right.
And you're at peace with the world.
Right, and we have some exercises that people can do as well, like we remind people not only to embrace a purpose, but test your excuses. It's not the first mistake that gets you into trouble, it's the second. So don't rationalize it, test it, admit it right up front, you were wrong, and move on. Don't make it worse.
I love the subheading of your book, The Ethics Challenge, Strengthening Your Integrity in a Greedy World.
Correct.
If I can translate slightly, how to behave ethically even in an unethical environment.
In a pressurized situation, because it's a fact, and we talk about harnessing your moods as well, because you need to know what you're capable of doing when you're under pressure.
Yeah.
And that's when the rubber meets the road. So if you can harness your moods and know what hooks you, and know the emotional force field that's there when people get together, it's strong. You can do that, then this will help you act out on your good intentions much more. But you need to know that it's there, and if you're not aware of it, it'll hijack you.
You bet. Well, Mickey Clay and Bob Stone, thank you so much for taking the time to join us on Straight Talk, and I look forward to reading your book. And think ethic.